my wonderful people in and outside of the diaspora. You're welcome to another episode of Hey Soma. My name na Miss Soma. So just to, you know, to let you know on what's getting started on Hey Soma, I said, you know, embracing new things, new ways, new status, new life goals, okay? So it's not just Miss Soma anymore. I've decided to fully embrace the chuku in my name. So now, it is, hi there, welcome to another episode of Hey Soma with Miss Soma Chuku. Because God cannot be missing in my name, so I decided to put it back there. Don't call me, if you know me, please, do not call me Miss Soma anymore. It is now Miss Soma Chuku. Please, please, respect the God factor in my name. Miss Soma Chuku, okay? Welcome, if this is your first time, what? Like I always say, what? You've spent how many days? Like, even the previous CSF, you didn't even know that such a podcast existed. What? Where have you been? Welcome to Hey Soma. It's not just a podcast anymore. Hey Soma is now a brand that is on self-care and growth. And I take you through these two basic things with the blog, the podcast, this, of course, videos on Instagram, on Twitter too. So if you're not following Hey Soma on Instagram and Twitter, you're on a long thing. Do well to follow us. It's very simple. You can access it and very simple. Just Hey Soma on Instagram and Hey Soma on Twitter. No need for underscore before, underscore after. It's just Hey Soma. So do well to follow us on social media platforms. Also, if you might have been noticing why I'm always adding the us. Yes, it's necessary because Hey Soma is expanding. You don't expect it to be just me every time, though I'm the host. But then we also have other contributing humans to this, you know, big boom, like I like to call it. So without much ado, I'm going to get started into today's episode. Gone, the main thing. This episode is about, let me give you a spoiler alert before other stuff coming, the adverts and all of that. So this episode is about something I've been going through for the past weeks. Two or three or four since I've not posted a new episode. So I've been going through this and it got to a point where I had to realize, when realization dawns on you that okay, oh, Mr. Matrico, Alpha now, you get, and I decided that no, I can't go through this alone. I have to share, because a million, a thousand, a billion, a zillion, whatever, of individuals out there might be going through something like this, and they've never heard someone come out to say, this is it. All I strive to do by guiding you through self-care and growth is to share relatable stories, relatable experiences, things you might have noticed, and you might not even have had the balls to even say it at one point in time. But I'm always here for you to say it, to spill the tea. So, embrace your seat properly. Get your favorite whatever. Relax. Don't let anybody disturb, because this is realization time. I've never been this serious before, but then this is realization time, okay? And if you can relate to this, please shoot me a message. Yeah, shoot me that message or that DM on Instagram. You know, send me a message on Twitter. Or if you have any personal stuff you want to do, you know, you want to tell me about or something, send me a mail, like it's heysoma@gmail.com, or you can call me on 090-227-15112, 090-227-15112, and you guys are going to be the first set of humans to know what is coming up. Okay, now, so for Valentine's, everybody say, oh, patronize bonbon and cakes for this, for that, for this, oh, for him, for her. Well, Hey Soma too, we're going to do our own special Valentine package. See, you know me, I strive to do the best for you guys. So if you are listening to this, pay attention now. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you have a boo or you be or someone's very special to you, and you just want to, you know, spread your love out to this person, oh, let me read that message. Oh, let Soma read this message to the love of my life. Just tell her that she should, or tell him to, you know, download this episode, check it out, and then the person will just be shocked. Ah, so I was mentioned, you know, on Valentine's Day. I'm going to be releasing an episode, and that episode is going to be about love, because the power of love, it's powerful. okay? So I'm going to be releasing that episode on love. And so if you have any special message to that person, let's see now, my own now, let me give you an example now, to my sister now. Oh, to Daniela, oh, you're the sunshine in the sister world, you're this, you're that, you've embraced me through thick and thin. Okay, to that kind of message, I might want to say, okay, I love you from the very first time, you know, our mother bought us and everything, that kind of, you know, message and all. You might want to send it to Nuke, you might want to send, I don't even know if I pronounce that word because I'm not Yoruba, you might send it to Patricia and all of that. You just say, okay, so tomorrow, read out this message for the love of my life, read out this message for this, let them know how, you know, thoughtful it is coming from you. All you need to do is just send me a mail at heysoma@gmail.com. Or you call me on 090-227-15112. I would, you know, put down your, you know, request and then know how to table it to the love of your life. And if you have like any other request apart from that, maybe you want a special song that you guys both love together, a special thing you guys just, you know, something peculiar to the both of you, something you want to share to your, it also extends to your parents, to your, you know, friends, to your colleagues, something else, something that's very peculiar to both of you, and you know that when this person listens to this episode or that particular episode, the person will know that, oh, this is from Sheyi, this is from Tiana, this is from Blessing, you might want to, you know, shoot a mail too, so I will include that in, you know, the Valentine's Day bonus. Okay, so do not forget, an episode is coming out on Valentine's Day and it is going to be bombarded with your requests. And so if you don't give me requests, there's no episode. If you want the episode, you have to give me your request. Do well to share this episode to your friends or people that might need it. You know, it might be really thoughtful. So without much ado, let's get into the gist I've been preparing and waiting to talk to you guys about. Are you looking for a way to easily record a podcast? Well, don't fret. Anchor Podcast is the easiest way to record a podcast. So go ahead, download it on Google Play Store or App Store. This podcast is brought to you by Anchor. So I'm going to be talking about know yourself, know your place, and know peace. Sounds deep to me, because when you know yourself, you know your place, and then you know peace. The couple of weeks have been like a kind of roller coaster for me, due to the fact that I've been trying to find a balance with almost everything I do, both in friendships, both in relationship, both in family, both in schoolwork, both in managing the so many billion and thousands of millions of things that I run, keeping up with things, remembering events, knowing what place to go, knowing what place not to go, knowing who to see, knowing who not to see. You know, all of this can be a rumble jumble for your mind. And at times, you know, we as humans, we might feel like, oh, we already know everything that is going on. We already have everything planned out. Everything is fine. Everything is okay. There's no need for pressure. Everything is all right. But we fail to realize that, you know, in actuality, we think we know everything that is going on. But we do not. We do not know at all. There's sometimes when you get so caught up with doing one particular thing and then you completely forget one. The reason, especially when you've gotten to that like middle point, you completely forget one, why you started that thing in the first place, and two, your reason for doing that. So it kind of got to me that like at a point in time when I had to make a decision between two standing things, okay, I had to realize, Miss Omachukwu, what do you want? Like, why did you start this in the first place? Like, what is your reason for having to decide between these two things? I got to understand that by the time I made those, you know, I had made those decisions, knowing what I want, knowing myself, how I should put myself in a place where, okay, this is what you want, this is how you're going to get it, and that's it. Having that clarity, it made all of these problems just go away. We are so focused on almost everything we're doing at every given point in time that we fail to stop and think that, okay, why exactly am I doing this thing that I am doing? This is a very, 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 very major question you need to ask yourself today. If you want to get into that friendship, why should I get into this friendship? do I see myself, you know, with this person in the long run? Like, do I see myself with this person? Or we're going to have, you know, constant arguments. You get, do you see yourself having constant arguments with this person, going through it together, sorting it out, and then just being friends? Or you just see yourself as, okay, guy, sis, I see you as, you know, a kind of person I really do want to spend time with, just, you know, hang out, you know, just relax. But then having to go through all that roller coaster of emotions, that's not something I'm ready for at this point in time. I just want to, I need you to know that, oh, you know, you're just like my paddy for now. Trigger. I need you to know that, like, if it's another person you want to go serious with, I need you to know that, okay, I'm here for this long time, okay? You don't need to be playing me around. I'm here for this long time. So whatever comes, you know that, oh, you signed up for this, you're committed to this. If it happens naturally, then fine. But then when you do not place that balance, when you do not, like, you know, a wise man or still be, when you do not place that balance, when you do not, like, let the other person know that, okay, well, this is how I see you as, or something, obviously it's going to be so hard for you to come out and say, oh, this is how I see you. But then also, with what I had to learn with everything, do not put the person in situations where the person will feel like, you know, they have this side of you. How do I explain this? Do not put the person in a situation where they feel like, if you're doing this for me, that must mean that, oh, we are together. You do not put the person in a position where the person feels like, okay, because so person has done this for me, she has done this for me, he has done this for me, it means this is a sign. Don't give the person signs. I had to cope with this, and I'm gradually coming out of it. I just decided to let everybody that's listening to this podcast know that please do not give signs that you're not ready to take on. Please, Ejo. It's very, 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 very important. Because by the time the person start interpreting those signs, start knowing, okay, she did this today, bought me flowers tomorrow, I'm going to this place next tomorrow. You don't know how human being works. Everybody is different. The person might start, oh, mentally calculating, oh, the next time you're going to do this again, the fortnight you're going to do that again. And to you, man, you just did that because, yo, that's just, you know, an act of, you know, you just, you know, just doing it. Doesn't really mean that much to you. But then the person's already carrying it in his or her head. What do you do from there? You have to understand that you have to know yourself. Okay, you're the type of person that at this stage you are right now, you're not ready for a relationship. At this stage you are right now, you're not ready for a long-term friendship. At this stage you are right now, you do not fancy yourself working a 9-to-5. At this stage you are right now, you do not fancy yourself being a creative. That's not for you. You like a 9-to-5. You like an entrepreneurial life. Okay? At this stage you are right now, you see your, you don't, yeah, let's bring it home, yeah? You don't see yourself having, you know, multiple kids. To people that are, you know, married listening to this, you don't see yourself having multiple kids. You don't see yourself having, you know, big things like that. You just see yourself, let's say you're a minimalist, you just see yourself managing the few things that you have and all of that. And then you're about to make a decision just because you do not want the other person to feel bad. Just because at that point in time, you are so overswooned with everything that is going on. Just because you are so confused, you don't know what's happening. Just because of so many other reasons I can pick out of the numerous reasons why you can decide to do something, you end up doing something that is not for you. And trust me, I say trust me, the result is always bad. It is always bad because it will get to a point where you realize that, come, I'm not comfortable with this thing anymore. What am I even doing? How did I even get here in the first place? And then you now have to take that long metasolar step back to now, okay, how do I rectify things? And in the process of rectifying things, let me now point it point blank to you. Some people will get hurt. Some people will be angry with you. You will face a whole lot of tribulations and trials. You will be so pissed. You will be confused. You will be angry. You will be frustrated. But then it's all worth it when you eventually find the result at the end. But why not avoid that long route by just simply identifying yourself, knowing what you want, knowing how, you know, you want something to work for you, and you know, peace. Simple as ABC. That's what I'm learning right now, and I currently just want to share because, you know, the whole roller coaster I had to go through sincerely speaking, it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny one bit. I had to shred myself into different pieces. I had to be thinking unnecessarily. Like, it wasn't even necessary. I wasn't supposed to be thinking, but because I did not make that decision in the first place, I had to now start carrying on a whole baggage of guilt, anger, sadness, or things that didn't even matter. Things I was supposed to be experiencing joy, but then it was odd because I didn't even identify with the kind of person Miss Omachukwu is, the kind of people Miss Omachukwu wants in her life, the kind of things Miss Omachukwu wants. Just ended up making a rash decision and just adding everybody to the list, and then, you know, it's all complicated in the end. Okay, so the right step for you to do after you know yourself, you identify yourself, you're knowing peace right now, you need to know your place. Now let's bring it home. This know your place is very, 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 very crucial to this episode today. So mine's in the mood to talk today. Now, this know your place. It's not every gathering. Quote me and unquote me anywhere. It's not every gathering. It is not every group. It is not every community. It is not every place you should be. You get, like, the more people understand this, the world, in fact, I'm pissed right now, the world will be a better place. You go to a place, you know you're not wanted there, they start giving you the kind of treatment they give to people that are not wanted there, you start getting pissed. Why? You're the one that carried yourself to go and be there in the first place. Just because you wanted to what? Feel among, be among, put yourself among, or whatever reason you have, you are not supposed to be there. You will not die if you are not there. Excuse me, you will not die. It's just a gathering, it's just a community. There's no award for it. It's just there. You wouldn't faint, okay? I feel the people need to understand that the reason why they did not put you in a certain group, the reason why they did not put you in a certain place, it's not that maybe for some reason, it's not like they hate you or something, but like maybe the organizer, maybe the leaders, maybe the owners of the thing did not just see that, oh, you know, you would be fit to be part of that kind of thing. And it works in both like a bad way and a good way. In a good way, because maybe your thoughts, your actions and everything you do not just align with them. In a bad way, because maybe you've done worse or horrible things in the past before, and they still haven't gotten over what you've done, and they don't just say like, okay, well, you can be part of this new stuff we're springing up. You get, do not take it the wrong way and then start, you know, trying to now, so people even go to the extent of now creating their own, trying to now compete with the people who created theirs. As per, you couldn't join me, or rather you couldn't add me, so like, you know, I started my own already. You know, you're creating unhealthy competition, and that kind of thing, it doesn't last. Let me tell you, point blank, it doesn't, because your focus is not even direct. You are confused and you're creating something from the scratch. How does that work? You're creating something to counter someone's own. Do you even know what the person has had to go through, what the person has faced to get to that stage? You're coming all of a sudden to bring up something that's countering another person. Why? Just because you were not included in something. Does that even make sense to you? It doesn't make sense. Why would you do something like that? Sincerely speaking, when you know your place, you know what you're worth, you align with things that are in sync with your vision. See, if I don't get a congratulatory message from any of my listeners listening to this right now, it's like something's brewing up in me. I am spilling it out. You need to know your place. I'm tired of people saying, I don't know why she didn't invite me. Please. If they didn't invite you, sit down in your house. Your house is not eating you. If they did not invite you for something, let it go. Look for other things that are good to you and motivate and uplift your soul to get your mind off that thing, because it can be quite painful. Yes, it's very painful. But you move. We move. We don't end up joining on that and you now start thinking of doing other things. When you know your place, they don't even have to say that. In some cases, they don't even have to say that, oh, you're not invited, you can't do this, you can't do that. You would not even put yourself in that position. That's the truth. If you know who you are, if you know, you know, your place, if you know yourself, if you know the things that align with you, you would be easily directed to the things that matter. And the ones that don't, you wouldn't even give a fret. You wouldn't even care. Tricky. But then, when you start forcing things, even in the long run, they might even like, okay, let's say, add you to the thing, whether community or group or something. They might add you and they're like, okay, no problem. Let's see what you have to offer, okay? Don't worry, you're added. No, it's fine. Let me add you. Excuse me. What do you even want to say? Like, you would feel so uncomfortable that, like, nobody will tell you. You will carry your things and you will leave. You will leave. They won't stress. You'll be the one to say, okay, I feel like right now it's not just what I want at this point in time. Really? It's not what you want at this point in time? See, it's not everything. You don't jump on everything. It's not everything. You just say, okay, just because this, that. You need to know your place. You need to know what aligns with you. You need to know who you are, rather. Learn to know the things that work for you, the things that do not. You let them go. You cannot have everything in this life. That's facts. That's on FACT. Know yourself. Know the things you want. Know how to align yourself with the things that matter. And you move. Please, I'm tired of stressing this thing enough. I had to go through this whole mental thing. My own side was even denying myself and adding things. But then this other know your place too, it stuck with me. It resonated with me because a whole lot of people are killing themselves every day. You're feeling mentally disorganized just because you are not, you are not allowed to be part of something. That's not something you should beat yourself about. If you need more help on your mental health something, go and check out Instagram at Ease Mental Health. That's one platform that I run especially for mental health related cases, because most people we need the transformation of the mental health, because there's this whole thing brewing up, and then people are just taking it like, oh, you know, it's normal, it's just there. It is not just there. Seek help, please. We need to change our orientation on like how we deal with certain things. It starts from us. You get this whole knowing your place thing is so rampant in today's society that people don't just know when to just, you know, stop. People don't know when to just stop. I need to go on a break right now. Just, you know, an advert from Anchor. To check out this, you know, listen properly to this advert from Anchor. For running your own podcast. And also, if you want to place ads on this podcast, do message heysoma@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a way to easily record a podcast? Well, don't fret. Anchor Podcast is the easiest way to record a podcast. So go ahead, download it on Google Play Store or App Store. This podcast is brought to you by Anchor.
And so when you know yourself, you know your place and you're knowing peace, it's very, very easy to go into that whole loophole of going over the same thing over and over again, that you might even be like, okay, I thought I got this figured out. So what is happening? You know, I do not understand what is going on. It is very, very normal. All you need to do is constantly remind yourself of, you know, if you've gone through a terrible phase, it's okay to forgive and forget. Yes, I'm not disputing that. But then remind yourself of what happened, you get, when you did not follow through with this new process. And then how you're enjoying this new process. And it should, you know, sure be a way to curtail the way you act and the way you do things. Because this year, 2021, we're in the habit of, this is our mantra for Hey Soma 2021, intentional living. Everything we're doing should be intentional. If we're loving, it should be intentional. If we're, you know, playing, it should be intentional. We have to be intentional about the things that we are doing. So when you realize these things, it would also put you in check, so you not go through the whole jumble of, you know, going through the whole bad phase anymore. With that, you know, with the Valentine's Day also coming up, because we're done with today's episode, with the Valentine's Day also coming up, do well to, you know, if you skipped it, do well to also listen to what I said about the Valentine's package in the first part of when I started recording, okay? So do well to check out our Valentine's Day package, and do not forget to send in your request. Also check the show notes. I'll drop the links to the Instagram page and the Twitter page for you to drop your request, okay? Can't wait to share love on the next episode. Can't wait to, you know, read out some thoughtful things, make some people do make some people smile. And, you know, if you're also single, you can also send a request for yourself. You know, me reading it out for you shows that I love you. And thank you for always listening to my podcast. Thank you for always downloading. It means a whole lot to me. No matter how short it is, you guys always find a way to pick out one or two things from it, which is so thoughtful. Now, imagine the time I start doing an hour-long episode or I start interviewing somebody for like 1 hour. You guys will also listen to me, I'm sure. I know that for a fact. All right, do well to subscribe. Please, if you've not subscribed to my podcast, why? Please do well to subscribe to my podcast. You know, like it, drop a review, you know, rate this podcast. I said like before, rate the podcast, okay, on Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening to this through Anchor, do well to also follow the link. You know, there's the link that will take you to voice message. If you have any thoughtful thing you want to tell me about this episode, something you feel that like I should add in the next episode, do check this, you know, the bar for voice message. And if you're listening through Apple Podcasts, also drop a review or something you feel about it that, you know, I should take into consideration. Without much ado, let's close for today. Have a lovely day if you're listening to this in the daytime, or a wonderful night. I still remain Mr. Matrical, and I love you guys so very much. Happy Valentine's Day in advance.